And the pasuk continues that Moshe was ready to go to Mitzrayim. Vayelech Moshe, and Moshe went by Yoshev, and he returned El Yeser Chosnoi to Yeser, his father-in-law. Yeser was Yisroi. Yisroi had seven names: Reuel, Yeser, Yisroi, Choyvev, Chever, and Keni. And we see already in this week's parsha itself, the Torah uses three names. We see Yisroi referred to as Reuel, Atavoina El Reuel Aviem, Yisroi, and also here Yeser. And Rashi explains why Moshe went to Yisroi, his father-in-law. It was because he made a shvuah earlier not to leave Midian without his permission, and now he was asking permission for himself to go to Mitzrayim. Vayir Meloin, he said, El Chano, I will go now the Oshuvo, and I will return El Achai Asher B'Mitzrayim, to my brothers in Egypt. Ve'ere, and I will see Ha'oidim Chayim, if they are still alive. Vayir Me Yisroi, LeMoshe Lech L'Shalim. And Yisroi allowed Moshe to go, and he said, go in peace. Vayir Hashem Al Moshe B'Midjan. And Hashem told Moshe while he was still in Midjan, Lech Shuv Mitzrayim, go return to Mitzrayim. Ki Mesu Kol Anoshem HaMavakshim Es Nafshecha. Because the ones who seek to kill you, Dasan and Aviram, Mesu, does not mean they died, but it means that they yardu mina chaseihem, they lost their money, and therefore they didn't have the power they used to have. There seems to be two ways to understand what exactly Moshe would have been afraid of with Dasan and Aviram. Rashi in the Durim, Dav Zayin Amud Bey, says, Shelefikach lo hoya lehem koyach be'enei paroi. Since they lost their money, they did not have power in the eyes of Paroi. Ve'ein devrehem nishmoim lemalchus, and their words would not be heard to the Malchus. From this is mashma that Moshe was afraid that Dasan and Aviram would be able to convince Paroi to do something, but not that Dasan and Aviram themselves would do anything bad to him. But in Emek Dover, the Netziv, he says clearly that the fear was that Dasan and Aviram themselves would do something wrong to Moshe. Because Moshe was not afraid of Paroi, because Hashem had already promised that Paroi would be given over into his hands. Moshe was afraid of Dasan and Aviram themselves. And when they lost their money, therefore Hashem was saying that they don't have any power themselves to do any harm to him. And if you look in Yonison ben Uziel, Perik Yud, Pasuk Chavches, when Paroi said, the day you will see my face, you will be put to death. Yonison ben Uziel says that Paroi said you will be given over to Dasan and Aviram. So we see clearly that Paroi held that he did not have any power. It would only be the power of Dasan and Aviram. Here too, we can say that Hashem is saying that you do not have to be afraid of Dasan and Aviram, who will either not have the power to convince Paroi or will not have the power themselves. And the pasuk continues, Vayikach Moshe es ishtoi ves bonov, and Moshe took his wife and his children, Vayarkivem al hachamor, and he rode them on the donkey. Rashi explains it means a specific donkey, the same donkey that Avram used for the Akedah, the same donkey that Melech HaMashiach will ride when he takes the Yidden out of this Golos. Yoshev Arto Mitzrayim, and he returned to the land of Mitzrayim. Vayigach Moshe es mate holikim biyodoi. And before Moshe left, as Rashi explains, Ein muktam umu'ucha batayra, before Moshe left Midian, he took the stick of Hashem in his hand. It is interesting to note that over here in Pasuk Chaf, we see that Moshe placed his wife before his children. Although Rashi was medayik earlier in Parshas Vayetze that Tzadikim put their children before their wives, and it is only Esav who puts his wife before his children, as Rashi said in Parshas Vayetze, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yudzayin. So why over here did Moshe place his wife before his children? On that, Chizkuni says, because his children were very young. As a matter of fact, one of his children was only 8 days old. And therefore, he put his wife on the chamor first, settled her on the chamor in order to take care of the children afterwards. And the pasuk continues, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Belech techa lashuv Mitzrayim. When you are going to return to Mitzrayim, I want you to go on this condition. Re'ei, see, kol ha-moisim asher santi biyodecho. All the wonders and isim that I have put in your hand, which Rashi explains to mean that at that point, when you will be in Mitzrayim and ready to speak to Paroi, these nisim will have already been put in your hand. Ba'asisam lefnei Paroi, and you should do these nisim before Paroi. Va'ani achazek es libay, and I will harden his heart, v'lo yishalach es ha'am, and he will not send the nation out. And at that point, when you see that Paroi is stubborn, Va'amarto Paroi, you will say to Paroi, Koyomar Hashem, so said Hashem, B'ni b'choyri Yisrael, my son, my great son is Klal Yisrael. Or second pshat in Rashi, my son, my bechor is Yaakov Avinu. Va'omer elecha, and you Moshe should say that I am saying to you, Pari, in the shlichus of Hashem, shalach es bani, send out my son, v'avdeni, and serve me. V'atamoy l'shalchoy, but if you refuse to send Klal Yisrael out, hine anoichi harig es bincha b'charecha, then I will kill your firstborn. And Rashi explains that we see the difference over here between Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Midas Basar Adam. A person, when he wants to harm another person, he will never tell him exactly what he plans on doing. This way, the other person cannot plan an escape route, as opposed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who there is no escaping from Hashem. Hein kel yaskin b'koichoi mika moicha moire. Hashem is great in his strength. There is nobody like him who is moire, who teaches you what he's doing next. He's not afraid to say what he's doing next, because you cannot escape only through tshuva. Vayehi vaderech b'malon, and it was on the way b'malon, in the inn. Vayefkesheu Hashem, and Hashem met Moshe and appeared to him as a malach. Vayevakish hamisoi, and he seeked to kill him. What the malach did is he swallowed Moshe from his head till his thigh, and then spit him out, and then swallowed him again from his toes till his makam milah, to show that it was because of the fact that he was not Mal Eliezer, his son, therefore he was Chayev Misa. And Rashi explains why Taka wasn't Moshe Mal Eliezer, his son, and he says, because Moshe had a dilemma. On one hand, he said, I have to be Mal him right away, but if I'm Mal him now, and then I will travel on the way, it will be a sakana for the Vlad, it will be a sakana for the child. If I'm Mal him now, and I wait, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to travel. So therefore he was not mal him at all, and he went and traveled toward Mitzrayim, and he came to this inn, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished him because he was nisasig b'malon tchila. Instead of being mal Eliezer right when he came to the malon, to the inn, he was nisasig b'malon tchila. He was busy with taking care of his preparations, settling down in this malon. Therefore he was chayiv misa. And the Mefarshim asked, why was there a chayiv misa for not being mal Eliezer, his son? We know that a father that is not Mal's son, it is only a bittul mitzvah aseh, which is not a chiyuv misa. So why was Moshe chayiv misa? And in Sefer Mincha Belula, he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medakdek with tzaddikim kechot asayra. He is very careful with tzaddikim, that even the smallest avera that they do is considered a big avera. And that's why Moshe was mechayiv misa. Also the Mashah, in Masechtas Nedarim, Daf Lamed Aleph, says that Moshe, before Matan Torah, was considered a Ben Noach. And Ben Noach, Azarosa, Izuhi, Misasa, any Avera that they have is considered an Avera that is Mechuyiv Misa. And therefore, since Moshe was considered a Ben Noach at that point, by not being Mal his son, which is usually just a Bittul Aseh, there would be a Chiyiv Misa on that. Vatikach Tzipora Tzor, and Tzipora took a sharp stone, Vatichos es Orlas Beno, and she cut off the Orla of her son Eliezer. Vataga, and she threw it Laraglov, to the feet of Moshe. Vatomer, and she said, Ki Chasan Domim Atoli, the killer of my husband, you, Eliezer, are to me. Vayiref Mimenu, and the Malach let go and loosened his grip. Oz Omra, then she said, Chasan Domim Lamulois, the killer of my husband is just because of the Bris Mila. I might have thought, until now, that maybe it was the Bris Mila and something else. But since, when I gave a Bris Mila to my son Eliezer, what happened was, the Malach let go. So it was only because of the Bris Mila that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to kill my husband. Vayom Hashem al Aaron, and Hashem said to Aaron, Lech likwas Moshe Hamidbor, go out toward Moshe in the Midbar. Vayelech, and he went Vayifkesheu Bahar Holikim, and he met him in the mountain of Elikim, which is Har Sinai. Vayishakloi, and he kissed him. Vayagid Moshe li Aaron, is called Divrei Hashem Asher Shalochoi, and Moshe related to Aaron all the words of Hashem and all about his shlichus, Eis Kol Ha'osis Asher Tivo, and all those three signs that he was commanded to do in front of Klal Yisrael. Vayelech Moshe v'Aaron, and Moshe and Aaron went, like Hashem said, Vayasu es kol ziknei b'nei Yisrael, and they gathered all the elders of the b'nei Yisrael. Vayedav Aaron es kol ha'dvar ma'asher dibar Hashem al Moshe, and Aaron spoke all the words that Hashem had spoken to Moshe. Vayas ha'oisos le'inei ha'om, and he did the oisos in front of the om. The Mefarshim Amidayik, that the Zakenim did not need the oisos. He only did the oisos in front of the om. Vayamein ha'om, and the om believed him. By Yishmu, when they heard Ki Fokar Hashem es Bnei Yisrael, that Hashem remembered Klal Yisrael b'chira es onyam, and that He saw their pain, by Yikidu, by Yishtachavu, and they bowed their heads and they bow their whole bodies, as Rashi explains in Parshas Miketz, Perek Mem Gimel Pasuk Chav Ches. Kfifa, Kida is Kfifas Kodkoid. Kida is bowing ahead. Hishtachavo Mishtateach La'oretz. Hishtachavo means spreading out his whole body on the ground. Now let's go back on Rashi, Pasuk Yud Ches. Vayoshev al Yeser Choisnoi, and Moshe returned to Yeser, his father-in-law, Litol Rishus, to ask permission, Sharei Nishbaloi, because he swore to Yisroi, Shei Lo Yosuz Mi Midyon Ki Im Birushusoi, that he would not leave Midyon unless he asked permission. And the reason why it says Yeser is because Vishiva Shema is Hoyoloi. Yisroi had seven names, Ruel, Yeser, Yisroi, Choyvev, Chever, Keni, and Putiel. Kimesu Kol Anoshim, the people that were seeking to kill you had died. Doesn't mean dying. Mihem Dosan Vaviram. Who are these people? Dosan Vaviram. Chayim Hoyu. They were alive. Elishi Yordu Minichsehem. They went down from their properties. That means they didn't have money. Ve'ha'oni Choshev Kames. And a poor person is considered like one who is dead. And the Ran in the Durham says, Dav Zayin, even though there are many people that are considered Kames, besides for an Ani, a Suma, a blind person, a Mitzera, somebody who has saras, and somebody who does not have children. Over here, it's definitely referring to that Dasan Vaviram became poor. Because we cannot say that they were blind, because by the argument, the machlegis of Korach and Parshas Korach, they said, Dasan Vaviram said, Ho'ene ho'anosher ho'em tenaker. They said, you can even gouge out our eyes, and we will not come to you, Moshe. So we see that they were not blind. They couldn't have been mitzayroim, because over there also it says that they were beker of hamachaneh. In the middle of the machane. If they were mitzayroim, they would be michus la machane. And also, it does not make sense to say that they did not have any children, because by the fact that they did not have any children would not be a reason that Paroi would not listen to them. Therefore, it makes the most sense to say that they were poor, va'oni choshev kames, and therefore Paroi would not listen to them. Ala chamor zekrashi chamor hamiyuchad, the specific chamor. This is the chamor that Avram saddled for Akedas Yitzchak. And this is the one that the king, the Melech HaMashiach, will reveal himself on it. Shenemar, the Melech HaMashiach will be oni, poor, v'roichev ala chamor, riding on a donkey. He returned to Mitzrayim and then he took his matah. That cannot be the order. He can't return to Mitzrayim and then take his matah from Midron. The order of the pasuk is not exact, and really what happened was first he took the stick and then he returned to Mitzrayim. Although, Frek the Maskel of David, the Gemara Pesachim Daf Vav says that when do we say Ein Muktam Umeucha BaTorah, that is only betray in Yonim by two different Yonim, but in one Inyan, especially in one Pasuk, we definitely say that the order is exact, and we do not say Ein Muktam Umeucha BaTorah. On that, the Maskel of David answers that when it is obvious in the Pasuk, and it is impossible to understand it any other way, then in one pasuk we can also say a muktim umu'ucha batara. And since it is impossible for Moshe to go back to Mitzrayim and then get the stick from Midyan, it must be that first he got the stick from Midyan and then he went back to Mitzrayim. And Rashi continues, Belech techalosh of Mitzrayim. Da, you should know, she'al menas kein telech, on this condition you should go to Pari. She'tehe gibor bishlichusi, you should be strong in my mission. Last is kol moifsai lefnei Pari, to do all my wonders before Pari, v'leitiru mimenu, and do not be afraid of him. Go on this condition, to be fearless in front of Pari, and do all my moifsim. Asher samti biyodecha, that I put in your hand. What does it mean, I had already put in your hand? Lo al shloisha oiseis hamuris lamala, it is not referring to the three signs that was said before. Shahari loy lefnei Paroi tziva la'asoysam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never commanded Moshe to do these oysos before Paroi. The sign of the nachash, of the saras, and of the water turning into blood. Elo lefnei Yisrael. That was a sign to be done before Klal Yisrael. She'aminu loy, to believe him. Elo matzinu she'asom lefanav. We do not find that these three signs were done before Paroi. It is referring to the moivsim that in the future I will put in your hand in Mitzrayim. K'moi, like it says in the pasuk, ki yidabar aleichem Paroi, when Paroi will speak to you and tell you to tenu lachem moifes, then you will take the stick and throw it to the ground, it will be a snake. That is the moifes that will be told to you later. Ba'altatama, do not wonder al asher ksiv asher samti, that it says that I have put already in your hand. Shekein mashmoi, this is what it means. Kishetidaber imoi, when you will speak to Pari, kfar samtim biodecho, when you will speak to Pari, at that point, then it will have already been put in your hand. But even though right now it is not in your hand. And when you see Pari is stubborn, Vamarta al Pari, Kishitishma Shalibe Chozak, when you will hear that his heart is hard, Vayimoyan Lishloyach, and he refuses to send Klal Yisrael out, and Marloi Kane, tell him, Bni Bechor Yisrael, Lashon Gedula. Bechori means greatness. I also made him into a Bechor, a great person. Zeu Pshutoi. Umidrashoi, and the Medrash says, Kan Chosam HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaMechiris HaBechora. Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu signed on the sale of the Bechora from Esav to Yaakov. Shalokach Yaakov to Esav. That Yaakov took from Esav. One has to understand the pshat in this pasuk over here. Why Dafka over here, when Moshe is speaking to Parai, does Hashem tell Moshe that Bnei Bechor Yisrael, my son, my firstborn, is Yaakov? How does that come into the conversation over here? Va'omer lechem, and I'm saying to you, b'shlichus shel makom, with the message of Hashem, shalach es bni, v'yavduni, and serve me. And if not, hine anoichi harig esbincha b'cherecha, I will kill your firstborn. Hi mako achroina, that is the last mako. Ubo hisreu tchila, and with this he warned him first. Mibnei she kasha, because it is the strongest of all the makas. Zehu shenema be'iuv, and that is what it says in Iuv. Hein kael, behold Hashem, yaskev b'koichai, is great in his strength. Lefikach, therefore, Mika Mayu, who is like him, Mayre, who tells you what he's going to do. Basavadam Hamavakishli Naki Mechaveroi, a human being that wants to take revenge against his friend, Malim Estevarov, he hides his words, Shulayavakish Hatzola, that the person should not seek an escape route. Avala Kodesh Baruch Hu Yaskin Bekoichoi, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is great in his strength, Ve'en Yecholois Lehimolit Miyodot, it is not possible to escape from his hand, Ki in Beshuva Elov, only with Tshuva, Lefikach Hu Mayreu. Therefore, he teaches you, Umasra Boy Lashuv. He teaches you what he's going to do, and he warns you to do tshuva. So, therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to warn Pari right away for Makas Becharis. The question is, where do we find that Moshe actually warned Pari in advance before Makas Becharis? Chizkuni learns that it is a pasuk a bit further in Perek Hay, pasuk Gimel, when Moshe and Aaron went to Pari the first time. They said, if you will not allow Klal Yisrael to leave, penyifka enu badever oivechorev, you will get hit by a sword or by a plague. And Chizkuni learns that was when he was warning him about Makas Becharis, well in advance, before even the first Maka was brought. We also find another place that Moshe warned Pari about Makas Becharis before actually bringing Makas Becharis is in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Tes Zayin in Parshas Va'era, where over there, when he warned him about Makas Dam, he said, "V'hinei lo shomata at koi, you will not listen to me until koi," which Rashi brings down a medrash, which means at koi amar Hashem kachatzos halayla, which was the beginning, the warning of Makas Becharis. So even by Makas Dam, he already had mentioned Makas Becharis. In a third place, we find is by Makas Borot. At the end of Parshas Va'era, in Perek Tes, Pasuk Yudalad, he says, when he was warning for Makas Barad, he said, "Ki bepam azoyis ani sholech es kol magefoisai el libcho, I will send all my magefois." And Rashi says it is referring to Makas Becharis, which is considered equal to all the Makas. So we see in three places, Moshe had warned Pari about Makas Becharis before it had even come the time to bring Makas Becharis. Just like Hashem said over here, that you should say, "Hine anoichi harig es pincho es becharecha." And Rashi continues, "Vayhi baderech bamaloin." Who? Moshe was on the way in the inn. "Vayivakish hamisoi," and Hashem wanted to kill him. "Lemoshe," to Moshe, "lefisha lemolas Eliezer benoi," because he did not circumcise Eliezer's son. "Baal shenis rashal," but since he was lax about it, "nenesh onish misa," he was punished a punishment of misa. Tanya, we learned in a brisa, "Amar Rabbi Yosi, chas v'sholoi, lenis rashal," Moshe was not lazy or lax. "Ela Omar," he said, "emoil, if amal Eliezer ve'etzi laderech, and I will travel now, sakona hilatinoi, ashloshi yomim, it is a sakona, a danger for the child for 3 days. Emoil, if I will be malim ve'eshe, and wait, shloshi yomim, 3 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sivani leich, shuv Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me to go right now to Mitzrayim." So therefore, he could not be malim right away, and He was waited and traveled first. So why was he punished with Misa? Because he was busy dealing with the preparations of settling in his inn. And the Mefarshim are all troubled. How was Moshe able to be Malhim at this point anyway? Even in the Malon, how was he able to be Malhim? He still had to travel a long way to Mitzrayim. And there would be a Sakana for Eliezer to travel from this point, from the Malon, to Mitzrayim. And therefore some of the Mefarshim learned that this Malon was nearer Mitzrayim. And since it was in close proximity to Mitzrayim, therefore it would not be a problem to be Mal Eliezer there and then travel to Mitzrayim. But the Maskal of David was not happy with this pshat, because he says, we find in the Pesukim further, that Aaron met Moshe afterwards Bahar Holikim at Har Sinai, which is mashma that Midjan and Har Sinai were not so far from each other, which makes it a very long way still from Har Sinai to get to Mitzrayim. So how was Moshe held responsible to be Mal Eliezer at this point? And on that he explains that when Aaron came to see Moshe, he saw his wife and his children, and he said, like Rashi quotes in Parshas Beshalach, Al harishonim anu mitzdarim, we are mitzdar on the first people that are in Mitzrayim. Why are you bringing more people, your wife and your children, to Mitzrayim? And therefore Moshe decided to leave his children and his wife in Midjan. And once he decided that they would not be coming together with him to Mitzrayim, and they would be staying in the Malon, he was able to be Mal Eliezer right then and there in the Malon. And Eliezer could have stayed for 3 days over there until he was healed, and then travel back to Midjan. And since Shenis Rashil, and he was Oisik b'Malon Tchila, he was Mechuyev Misa. The reason why this is not such a simple pshat is because we don't find until Pasuk Chav Zayin that Aaron met Moshe. At this point, it doesn't seem like that Aaron is in the picture yet. And that's why, according to the Pesukim, it is not so simple. Well, this pshat is said by the Maskal of David, and I also found it in Das Kenan Mibali HaToysis. And Rashi continues, V'hoya ha-malach nasak min nochosh, and the malach became like a snake, u'boloi, and he swallowed Moshe, meroshoi v'ad yurechov, from his head until his thighs, v'choizu u'boloi miragla v'ad oisimokom, and then he went back, spit him out, and swallowed him again, from his feet until Oisei Mokam till the Mokamila. Hevina Tzipora. Tzipora understood Shebishvil Hamilahu, that it was because of the Bris Mila that he was being killed. Batagala Raglov, and she threw it to his feet. Hashlichosoi Lifnei Raglov Shel Moshe. She threw the Arla before the feet of Moshe. Batoma Albanon, she said about her son, Ki Hasan Domim Atoli. You are the cause that my husband is being killed. Hurig ishi atali. Chasan dom atali means the killer of my husband. Chasan domim atali. Chasan, my husband, domim, the killer. The killer of my husband, you are to me. Vayirav hamalach bimenu, and the malach loosened up his grip on him. Oz hevina shal hamila bala harga. Then she understood that it was only because of the mila that he came to kill her. Amr, she kill him. Amr, she said, Chasan domim lamulais. Chasani hoyenirzach, my husband is being killed, advar hamila. Only because of the mila, not because of anything else. Lamulais, what does the word lamulais mean? Aldavar hamulais. Because of the bris mila. Shem davaru, it is a noun. Balamid mishameshes beloshen al. The lamid in the beginning of the word is being used in a loshen of because of. K'moy v'omar pari livnei Yisrael. Pari said, livnei Yisrael means about bnei Yisrael. Same thing over here. Chasan domim, the killer of my husband. Lamulais is because of the mila. According to Rashi's pshat, domim means killer. But Unkelus Tergum, Unkelus explains, Damim al Dam Mila. The word Dam in the Pasuk means Dam Mila. Chasan Damim means because of Dam Mila is my husband being killed. But the word Damim is referring to Dam Mila as opposed to Rashi, that the word Damim means Ritzicha.